Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Now it's towards the end of the viewing session for the media, and he was, official injury report came out. He was limited. Mm-hmm. Marlon Humphrey didn't practice. He was sick.
Yeah, I heard he called Harbs at 4:18 in the morning.
Yeah, not good, so keep him out of here if he's going to be contagious. But Lamar was back. What does it mean for Sunday? I guess today we'll tell a bigger story when they get back together.
I saw some of the clips, Bob, with him. You know, he was running, throwing some passes and stuff. And we don't know how much he did after, you know, practice. But Harbs is in a jovial mood. So... kind of tells me that, you know, probably liked what he saw at practice. And we'll know more today. Is he sore today? Kind of thing, you know. Is he doing more today? That's kind of what, you know, the ramp up is. And we'll see. But I hope, knock on wood, I hope he's playing. You know, it was nice to see number 8 out there. I'll guarantee those receivers were happy as hell. You know that Lamar was there.
What, Monken gave him a hug when he ran out on the field?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, 24 days
yes.
with no Lamar. And, you know, to your point, Vinny, if John was that engaged in a positive way, then he's feeling good about Lamar's status. And we know the importance of this game. Spread's still 6.5. So it looks like, based on the odds, I mean, as we're in the throes of a gambling controversy here, a drama, blockbuster story in the NBA, you know, somebody knows somebody who knows somebody. That's why the spread is sitting where it is. But got to beat Chicago. Then you come back on a short week against Miami. If you can manage to win those, and you're going to be favored in both, you get to 3-5, then you hit the road to Minnesota, and that could be a swing game maybe for the season.
Yeah, and you got many bye, you know, after that.
Right.
And Bob, you got the Vikings are playing tonight, right? Chargers.
Yeah, that's going to be a big game for both of those
teams. That's an elimination game pretty much for them. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting game for, you know, Minnesota tonight. But, yeah, I mean, if Lamar's playing, I feel good, you know, about the Bears. And I think Harbs is good out of a bye, you know. And hopefully... And I'm anxious to see what Zach Orr is going to do to create pressure. That's going to be the big thing. Number one, you better stop the run against the Bears. But you said, you know, on the injury report, Swift got a groin, didn't practice, mm-hmm. DNP, you know. So
DJ Moore didn't practice
DJ Moore. So that could be big for their all, especially Swift, because he's been run the last two games. He's had over 100 yards. I mean, he has looked awesome. You know, the last 2 weeks. So that would be big there.
What do you think, Nolan? Lamar's back. yesterday, John Harbaugh non-committal, which is probably the smart thing to do. Listed as limited in practice. Marlon Humphrey, nothing to see, unless he's really sick, and then that could turn into something here. But Lamar back changes the whole dynamic, I think, of the game here against Chicago.
Yeah, drastically. I mean, the line was curious to begin with, but it definitely would have changed had he not been out there yesterday. The limited part has me a little weary, I guess, but that could be quickly squashed here within the next 24, 48 hours. So at this point, I think it's full speed ahead for him to play. I think he understands that even if he wasn't fully 100%, this is the season on the line. You don't want to put yourself in harm's way, but at a certain point, you know, it's win or go home anyway, so might as well be out there.
If I'm the Bears, if I'm Dennis Allen, and I see Lamar out there, I'm testing him. I'm blitzing his ass right away. I'm going to see how that hamstring is. That's what I'm going to do. I'm coming.
Right, because earlier this year, I mean, there were plenty of moments, Lions game in particular, where they were able to bring him down right as he was stepping his way out of the pocket and potentially taking off and running for a back-breaking play that we've seen him make over the years. But they always just brought him down right at the line of scrimmage. So we'll see if he's eager to take off. I'd imagine he's not. And really, I mean, just lean on Derrick Henry far as the run game. Yep. I mean, this doesn't have to be a case of Lamar rushing it even 10 times. If he wants to sprinkle in one or two, in my mind, they would be scrambling. I don't think I'd really have any designed runs for him. Just personal preference, try to keep him safe. You know, let him do his damage with his arm.
But the fact that he's there at least makes them think
that
option is part of the equation for the offense when it obviously isn't with Cooper Rush over there.
Yeah, and if they want to have like a spy, say, for example, you're not going to do that against Huntley or Rush.
Well, they've got two linebackers that can run, you know, so they've got spy potential, guys.
Real quick, before we get the break, get Jim Smith in here. We asked, two weeks ago, will the Ravens make the playoffs? Nolan and I said no. You said yes. Mm-hmm. Bring it down a notch to this one. Chicago, Miami on the road, at Minnesota, at Cleveland. Jets come in November 23rd, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Will the Ravens be 5-5?
5-5.
When the Jets come to town.
The toughest game to me, Cleveland, is going to be the toughest. I'll say yes. I say they'll be 5-5 because if they win the next two, then I think they're on a roll.
They're going to lose at some point. And it's going to be the defense that's going to do it. And I know people are already dismissing that Thursday night game against the Dolphins. I'm not saying that's the one that scares me the most out of that four-game stretch. I'd probably agree with Vinny about the Browns. But that being a short week on the road, I don't know. I think that could be potential for a very embarrassing defeat.
The correct answer is no. They will not be 5-5 because Minnesota might get Aaron Jones back tonight. J.J. McCarthy is going to probably be back for that one. Not that he's Fran Tarkin, then let's not get crazy here. But I just don't see them putting four wins together because of the defense, as we've talked about a bazillion times. We'll come back. Jim Smith's joining us. Maryland's lost three in a row. What the hell? How do we turn it around against Indiana? Now it's to the question of can you get bowl eligible, much less what bowl are you going to? Basketball starts less than a couple of weeks, and Maryland, John Rothstein thinks Maryland's the sleeper of the Big Ten this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.